brings us to today's feature. Last night, Sackville's Municipal Reform Committee met for a third time with a narrow mandate of providing input on whether Sackvillians would elect their future Entity 40 representatives at large or in up to four separate wards. But first, Councillor Alison Butcher asked about a previous decision for the province to forego its own representation by population guidelines and allot just 50% of representatives to the former town of Sackville, which is home to 68% of the population of the new Entity 40. Here's Butcher with Deputy Mayor Andrew Black responding.
So I think that it might be too late for this because it's already been decided there will only be four councillors representing 6,000 Sackvillians plus Mount Allison students and four councillors representing the other 2,000 people. Is that correct?
Yes.
Or is there still a chance of that being changed, seeing as it's such a skew as far as population goes?
No. So yes, that has been decided. That counts. That meeting that we had on the 15th, whatever decision was made at the end of that night with the advisory committee that was there, that decision was final, and Mr. Peters took that that recommendation to the province, and then they started drawing up possible wards to bring back to the next meeting we had.
Black told the committee that after a 1.5 hour meeting with Peters and the eight appointees to the Provincial Advisory Committee, there was a consensus reached among all members, including himself and Mayor Sean Michaud, to underrepresent Sackville residents in favor of overrepresenting residents of the local service districts. And he said the decision was final.
We did talk about population. There was a conversation back and forth about where the line should fall. But there was a recognition that within the new entity, to work together and have some sense of community within the new municipality, that there needed to be representation from the outlying areas that have not had it for a long, long time.
Black said considerations like geography and sense of community figured into decisions on the number of wards needed in the communities surrounding Sackville. The two smallest wards, Midgick and Pointe du Butte, each have about 400 electors compared to proposed Sackville wards, which have over 1,000. Black explained that each was allotted their own representative because they are separated by the Tantramar Marsh and Pointe du Butte has an active LSD advisory committee. Butcher was not the only councillor to express a displeasure with the decision by Black, Michaud, and the rest of Peter's advisory committee. Here's Bill Evans and Sabina Dietz.
I would very much like to have been wrong when I called this undemocratic, but this is even worse than how the process started. We are now being explicitly underrepresented in a fraudulent way. I mean, it's appalling.
It's not something that Sackville should take just like that. And our role is to defend currently the assets and infrastructure and interests of the town itself. And they're definitely not being defended here. So
there's a lot at stake in the representation on a new Entity 40 Council, because one of their first orders of business will be to adjust tax rates. The province has indicated it will not make any adjustments to tax rates in the 2023 budget, leaving the new council to figure them out. Experts have identified tax rates as one of the most contentious aspects of municipal reform. Currently, residents of local service districts pay considerably lower tax rates compared to residents of Sackville and Dorchester, about 99 cents per $100 of assessment compared to $1.56 per $100 of assessment within town boundaries. In addition, the average property assessment in the more rural LSDs is much lower than within town boundaries. This means that the bulk of Entity 40's revenue will come from town residents, even while they have fewer council members representing them per capita. Dietz also pointed out that a paragraph in the Local Government Act seems to indicate that any structure chosen by the province and Chad Peters will remain for at least 4 years. Councillor Matt Esterbrooks pointed that the Act allows councils to petition the minister for changes within that time frame, but Dietz insisted the town should get a legal opinion on how much direct control the new Entity 40 Council will have about its own structure. Despite Black repeating the council distribution had been finalized, Dietz asked the deputy mayor and mayor to go back to Peters and ask for changes.
You have to think about it. Who has actually got the say in the new municipality? It's not where most of the population is. It's so skewed, right? If you have 1,200 individuals in one ward and 300 something in another, it's so skewed. And why would LSDs give up the power to make decisions on the assets, infrastructure, projects, and priorities of the new entity? So I think it sets it off a little bit on a, well, it sets it off. I think it just continues on the wrong track. But I do think that you two should go back and ask that this be revised.
Councillors did also get down to the topic of how the four Sackville Town councillors should be elected, with most favouring a single town ward with four councillors elected at large. Alison Butcher, Bill Evans, Sabina Dietz, Ken Hicks and Michael Tower all spoke in favour of an at-large vote, while Bruce Finney and Matt Esterbrooks supported dividing Sackville into the four wards proposed on the province's map, saying that it would ensure representation from all parts of town. Councillors also spoke about the curious way that some of the ward boundary lines were drawn, in particular, those that carved off part of the town of Sackville and added it to a West Sackville-Rockport ward. In one case along Crossman Road, the proposed boundary line crosses the road to encompass a single house and then returns to the other side. Michael Tower commented that it looked like gerrymandering.
I'd like to see you go back and say, can you stop sort of like mucking with our outer boundaries for people who are within the municipality? Put those lines back up, put the house back in. And it's almost like gerrymandering, you know. You don't play with figures, because we know that figures lie and liars can figure. So, and when you see those things happening, you got to wonder what the heck's going on.
Andrew Black said that he had asked Peters about the rationale behind splitting off parts of the town and was told it has something to do with services such as sewer and water. He also said that unlike most other decisions already made by the province and the advisory committee, exact boundaries were not yet set in stone.
You know, the lines are really not, they're not set. There are some details that need to be worked out, and that is probably one that's going to come up. So just so you know, that part is not set in stone, and there'll be something for us to talk about.
Andrew Black and Sean Michaud will next meet with Chad Peters and the advisory committee on March 3rd, and the new deadline for finalizing boundaries is March 11th.